Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus, and UConn student-run TV station, UCTV. I am your host, Daniela Donsell, and today we have a very special episode. It is called the UConn News Network. So this show that we're putting on today is very special because it's been in a work in progress for quite some time now, and I've been trying to make it happen, but I really wanted to get all the news directors on this campus here at UConn to sit down and talk about what it's like to run a student newsroom. And so I was able to, at long last, be able to get these fantastic women in a studio with me. And I'm talking about Leanne Zanna, the news director at UCTV, and Marlise Lessing, the news editor at The Daily Campus. So this was about a week or two ago, possibly. I can't remember exactly right now. But this is a very special episode, as I said, and it is called the UConn News Network. And you'll be listening to us talk about what it's like as an experience, as the experience of being a student journalist, the head of a news department, and what our work with our teams is like, and all those kind of like behind the scenes work of the news that you get as a student, or you know, a community member that's keeping up to date with the student newsrooms that run here at UConn. So I really hope you enjoy. Welcome to the UConn News Network. I am in Studio B here at WHUS Radio with two amazing ladies, and they are news editors slash directors just like me. So why don't we go around this little table of ours and introduce ourselves, starting with the lovely news editor of The Daily Campus.
Hi, I'm Marlise Lessing. Like Daniela said, I'm the news editor of The Daily Campus. This is my second year being the news editor. And I am an animal science journalism double major senior.
Hi, I'm Leanne Zanna. I'm the news director of UCTV. I've been the news director just this year so far, but I've been involved in UCTV since my sophomore year, and I'm a journalism and communication major.
Awesome. And I am Daniela. I am the news director here at WHUS Radio. I've been here for about a year and a half, going on to almost 2 years now. And I am a journalism and French double major. And I'm a senior. So I'm almost out of here. So how are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty well.
It's a Friday. It's a nice day.
It's a week before Thanksgiving break.
It's very true. Very true.
Can't come soon enough.
Election season is over. Yep. I can actually get more than 4 hours of sleep at night.
So let's start with just talking about your departments. How did you get involved with, you know, the news department at your organizations?
So I started writing for The Daily Campus in the second semester of my freshman year because my dad wanted me to get a job. And I heard that there were paid positions available since we do pay our staff writers if they prove to be worthy of that, if their pieces are good and they don't need a ton of work and workshopping and help. Yeah. And I thought, well, it's better than working in a dining hall. So I started off writing for the live section, covering concerts, doing student features. And I got into the news section after my life editor, Anouk Palakarthy, convinced me to take News One, even though I was still just an animal science major at the time. I took News One and I totally fell in love with it. And I started writing for the news section. So I was kind of I had a foot in both sections for a while, and then at the end of my sophomore year, the editor-in-chief turned to me and she said, "I think you would be a really great news editor." I'm like, "What? I don't know." But I took on the helm, I liked it so much that I came back.
That's awesome. Yeah. What about you, Leanne?
So I actually auditioned to be a news anchor slash reporter for UCTV at the end of my freshman year. And this was in large part, like, part of my effort to really step out of my comfort zone and just kind of try something new, because I came from a very small town, very small private high school, only 10 kids in my class, so I had a lot of trouble adjusting to this huge university. So I auditioned not really expecting anything to come out of it, but I did get an email back saying that they wanted to have me, so I became active in my sophomore year, and then my first semester of my junior year, I was studying abroad in Italy. So when I came back, I wanted to make up for all the time I lost, and I was very involved last semester. And then I got an email from the news director at the time, who said that I should interview for the position of news director. And it's funny, because I did that, and then a few weeks later, I got an email that I thought was like a letter saying no because of how it started out. Like one of those college rejection letters where it's like, we have to tell you, like, this was a very difficult process. We interviewed a lot of great people, and I almost like deleted it, and I was just like, I don't even want to read this. And then I got to the end, and then they were like, with that being said, congratulations, we've chosen you to be news director. So I still have that email saved because I think it's funny.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Such a tense email.
I know.
Why don't they just start with congratulations?
Exactly.
I don't understand. I actually relate to that a lot because me joining the radio was another way for me to get out of my own comfort zone. I had written for the Daily Campus for 2 semesters, and I was just, I wanted to try out something new, and it was like around the week that I was thinking that I got in an email from the journalism department here at UConn saying, hey, there's a new news department at the radio station here on campus and they're looking for new people. And I said, oh, that doesn't sound too bad. And I knew the person who was running it all because he was in the same class as I was at the time. So I said, I would love to come down and try this out and see, you know, what would it look like. And I remember he was like, yeah, come down, come to one of our meetings. And it's on the 4th floor of the student union and everything. I know the student union very well. I knew exactly where I was, but I was so scared to come in here. I was so intimidated. So I like got to the door and then I stared at it. I was like, I can't do this. And I like walked away. And I was like, I reached out to him and I said, sorry, I got lost. I didn't know where I was. And he was just like, oh, yeah, no, it can be confusing. You just have to go all the way down the hall. And so the next time I was just like, Daniela, just go. Just do this. And, you know, it was the best decision of my life because now this is like my whole world and I love it so much. So I love hearing about the behind the scenes of stories that I read because I stay up to date on like everything that the DC does and the UCTV does, and I love hearing about any fun stories that happen. So I'd love to ask you, both of you, what is like a memorable story that you worked on at your time at the organization?
While we were like news editors, or just in general?
It can be in general, whichever one like pops into your mind.
Oh, boy. I have lots of them. I'll dig up something from my sophomore year just because it's the first one that comes into mind.
Yeah.
Though I would like to talk about my section as well. Whatever.
Yeah, no worries.
So my sophomore year, I was still it was my freshman year. I was still writing for the live section, and we were having a really light week. So the editors, when people aren't taking on stories, they will eyeball people like all heck. And Noak was very good at eyeballing people.
Mm-hmm.
They had all these story ideas, and like nobody had any time to cover any events because it was midterm week. So he just said, look, the Animaniacs just went on to Netflix, okay? Can somebody just write a brief about that? And I'm like, okay, I like Animaniacs, I'll write that. So he asked me to make it like 500 words or so because we needed to fill space.
Mm.
So I basically researched the heck out of Animaniacs and like the background and all these characters. And I grew up watching it, so I added in my own little references and stuff. And I put together an article. He workshopped it. It was all good to go. We put it online, right?
Yeah.
So it ran on Tuesday. I had written it Monday for Tuesday, and it ran on Tuesday. I wake up on Wednesday morning, and Wednesdays, or every morning, I have my routine. I wake up, grab my phone, I check Reddit. I go onto Reddit, and on the front page, I see, huh, the Animaniacs is on Netflix. You know, that's a really familiar headline. Oh. So someone had shared my article, And it made the front page of Reddit.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
I know. It was really crazy. And, I still, occasionally go back to the page, and it has, a little tab, on the sidebar that tells you how many, links and shares that it has. And it's, something ridiculous, 139,000. It's still the most viewed story on our website, period. news organizations picked it up, and they linked to it. And I don't know why people liked it that much. It was literally just a 500-word article about the Animaniacs, but I guess don't underestimate the power of 90s kids and their love for cartoons.
Honestly, it's the story you didn't think would pick up that everyone loves.
Mm.
What about you, Anne?
So, I think that my most memorable story was last semester. It was in April during Tandem Weekend, which is organized by the Skydiving Club at UConn, and students are allowed to go skydiving, in groups.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, very interesting to me, interviewing people who have worked there for decades, who've said that they've jumped out of a plane, over 10,000 times, which blew my mind, and just being able to, film, students coming out of the sky. I just thought it was so fun. I was there all day with one of my friends, and we just got a lot of interesting footage and met some cool people. I still would never jump out of a plane, but
even if all your friends did it.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, that sounds like so much fun. It's always fun to have fun footage like that. I get really nerdy about that when I have audio files that I love, and I'm just like, oh, this is going to be so much fun to edit. I'm such a nerd. So yeah, for me, I feel like there's a story that I did. I forget what year I did it, but I think it was last year. So my junior year. And it was, I don't think I was the news director then either. I think I was just a news correspondent here. And I had worked on the Suicide Prevention Week here at UConn. There was a keynote speaker named Jamie, I'm going to mess up his last name, Jamie Jacowski, I think. Don't take my word on that, but his first name is Jamie, I know that. And he runs a nonprofit called To Write Love on Her Arms. And I was so very just moved by the entire event. I thought it was just going to be a one-time go, sit down, write it up, and then turn it in kind of thing. But I actually, after going to the event, I really wanted to get more into this. And I had a friend of mine who runs it's called You Content. It's a club on campus that advocates for students to take time out of their days to make sure that they take care of their self-care and mental health and all that kind of stuff. And so I sat down with the president and vice president of that club, and I loved writing that story, and it's one of my favorite stories that's up on WHUS, and I literally think it's just because it was so empowering to me, and it was something I could relate to at the time, because I was struggling with mental health a lot, so it was something very relevant to my life at the time, and I was very proud with how it came out, and it's one of my absolute favorite stories for sure. But yeah, so I want to get down and dirty, and I genuinely want to talk about, because I don't know if students look at the newspaper, they watch UCTV videos, and they think, oh, this is great, or they talk about what's going on, which is fantastic, that's what we want, but I don't know if students actually understand, all the work that we do to make the content that we do, and so, I want to us to talk about that. You were students and then we're also student leaders, and it's very hard to, I find it sometimes, although I've gotten the hang of it, I find it very hard sometimes to find that balance between okay, what takes priority right now, my job at the radio station or my classes? Your classes should take priority, but sometimes I love my job so much that I make that my priority, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think about that?
At this point, I had a rough time balancing it last year, and I would put my classes, for one thing, I took 18 credits, including organic chemistry, in my fall 2017 semester, which was a mistake with a capital M. And I basically would put my classes and I would put the news section ahead every time. And the very last thing that came on my list would be me. And it messed me up so much.
Yeah.
Like, I basically spent my entire, like, Thanksgiving and winter break, like, not doing anything. No matter how many times my dad complained about my room because I was at my parents' place. Like,
yeah.
I basically spent that whole time just not doing anything because I was so mentally exhausted. And then, like, when the spring semester came, I realized that that wasn't going to fly. So I kind of divided it into a trifecta of, like, me, schoolwork, news section. And I do triage, and there are times where I will put the news section over a class. And I'll just consider kind of the priorities of it. I kind of triage it like I triage my budget, or like I place news priority in terms of writing a story. I think what is most important and what is most relevant now, what's going to matter most in like the long term, what's going to matter most like to my writers, because what my writers write is like, it's forever. I mean, we do put it online, and it's something that they will have written, so I hold them to very high standards. And, like, if they give me kind of a story that maybe needs a quote or two, but it's, like, nobody contacted them or they didn't have any time to interview anybody, and it's something that can be pushed for a day, I'd rather push it for a day and, like, take, have less space in the story and have them produce, like, a truly good piece the next day.
Definitely.
So it boils down to that. And like with a lot of my journalism classes as well, like I really appreciate how my professors can be really accommodating. Like I had one class where I had an interview scheduled with like a department head for a big story. And it was smack in the middle of my class. And I had been chasing after this for weeks and weeks and weeks. So I just told my professor, hey, I have this interview during this class. Like, I'm not sure if I can make it. And she's like, it's an actual journalism opportunity. Like, please go and chase it.
Yeah, definitely.
I always appreciate that. And, like, I don't abuse that, and I try not to abuse that as much, but I also appreciate the fact that the J department, like, understands that we're, like, running our sections and we're helping other people do journalism and we're doing journalism ourselves.
Right.
So.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a very... it's really a learning experience for me, kind of like learning how to manage my time, especially at the beginning of the semester. I was doing, I feel like I was kind of doing a lot of the work that I didn't necessarily need to do, but I could have delegated to someone else. And one of the reasons that I didn't do it at the time was because, like, editing a broadcast, for example, I had a very specific vision of what I wanted it to look like. So I would spend, like, hours in the studio. I wouldn't get home to my apartment until, like, midnight, sometimes later. But I have two very hardworking and reliable assistants who I have kind of... I've given them some work to do, and it's taken a lot off of my hands. And I know that there are other, like, strategies that I'm looking into that would kind of, like, reduce the time that I spend in the studio. For example, going live... I'm doing something this year where I'm kind of like a rotation process through all of the anchors, which has never really been done before. But because like I'm a very firm believer in like equal opportunity for everyone, I think that everyone should have the chance to anchor. It shouldn't only be about like the skills that you had coming in or how much content you created beforehand. Because this is, and I take a lot of pride in not only UCTV, but also just all of the news outlets that we have here at UConn, WHUS, the DC. I think that we are working very hard, and I think that we produce a lot of very good content, all of us. But at the same time, this is a college news station, and I think that everyone should have the opportunity to practice. Like, how are they going to become better, especially those who are pursuing journalism careers? This is like the perfect place to practice. So I'm trying to get to a point where we're eventually able to go live, and once we do live shows, I mean, that's just gonna really expedite the the process of getting content out, and hopefully we'll be able to get it out sooner, because right now I usually put out our shows like a day or two after the taping, and I want to try to get it out like the day of, so that's a goal that I have in mind for moving forward. So
best of luck with that goal.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I had a goal for myself going into this academic year that I started off mid-semester last spring semester, and it was the news department here at WHUS. You know, we were just trying to get our feet off, you know, get things rolling, get people to actually participate and write stories for us. And we were doing that very consistently. But we weren't on the air. And I was sitting out and I'm thinking, like, how come we have a perfectly good running 24/7, you know, FM that we're not using? We should be using it. And so I talked to the news department that was with me at the time, and I said, listen, I want to collect a few of you as hosts, if you're interested, to host a show where we talk about the news. We work with the news around the University of Connecticut and around Mansfield or the nation, whatever. And then we do a talk segment so that people can get interviewing skills as well. Because I think, and what you said is very, very true, this is the opportunity for people to have hands-on practice outside of journalism classrooms or comm classrooms. And so how is the radio not letting the news department have broadcasting practice? And so I really wanted to push for that. So, you know, I got all the people who were interested trained in like a very short amount of time, which here usually takes like 4 weeks. I got it done in a day. And I worked with, you know, the directors here. And I was like, I really want to get this done. And we were able to do it. We have our show, Husky Nation News, every Friday morning. We do a rotation as well of hosts who decide, okay, who's going to be your guest this week? I reached out to both of you. Because I wanted to start this relationship with all of the news outlets here on campus, because I agree, we do so much work, and I feel like we should be collaborating a little bit more. I think we shouldn't be seen as just separate entities. I think we should be working together, and I really wanted to start that conversation of us, you know, starting to talk to each other, even if it's just with the news departments, maybe we can branch it out more, I don't know. And I thought this was a good way of starting it, so... And I thank you both for letting me use your content on the show. And it's been a great success and people have enjoyed it. And it's now a podcast. And so that was a very fun thing to see and a fun challenge for me as well to, you know, start something up that hasn't been done now, like 3 years now here at WUS. You know, they used to be on the air and then they were not for like 3 years, and I brought them back, and I'm really proud of that. And another aspect of just like us as student leaders that I personally have an issue with is that I find it very hard to celebrate the small successes that I have. It took me a while to say that I was proud of my news department, not because I wasn't, but because I didn't want to recognize it. I was just like, no, we can do better. Like, I can do this a lot better. Or like, no, it's not perfect yet. And I think it's really important, and this can be applied anywhere, not just with us, but like with any student on campus, to just like take the time to like recognize that you're doing a good job. If you were able to get up in the morning after you went to bed at 3 a.m. finishing a project to go to class, you deserve a round of applause. Like, yeah, that's a lot. And so I think it's important, and especially for us, because we do so much work, that we need to applaud ourselves and tell ourselves that we're doing a great job. And there may be bumps along the road, but it's always, you know, great. So, I want to open the floor. Did you, either of you, wanted to speak about anything? I have other things to talk about, but I wanted to open it up so it wasn't just me talking about things that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to ask both of you if there was anything you'd wanted to bring up.
I have to say, like I mentioned before, I hold my writers to a high standard. And like some of them, they like come to us. We recruit them at like the involvement fair. Some of them, they reach out to us. They come in. I try and make an effort to meet with them one-on-one if I can beforehand, just because I want to give them a kind of a lowdown on the section, and kind of being in the newsroom can be a little nerve-wracking sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's how I was recruited to the Daily Campus. Like, one of the editors sat down with me and talked about it, and that it helped me get kind of a groundwork of what was going on and not be intimidated by what was happening. So I found that that gets me a pretty good turnout of people coming in. And I think it helps show people that I care. And I worry constantly, like, oh, God, what do my writers think of me? Like, do they think I'm doing a good job? Do they think that I'm being too demanding? Do they think that I'm just this bossy person, like, yelling at them to take stories all the time?
Right.
And I try and take measures to kind of circumvent that. And I'm just continuously astounded by them. Like, they'll come in, like, in the beginning of the year. And this year especially has been really great because last year I basically had to start from scratch because so many of our seniors graduated, and I had, like, a total of 3 writers, myself and my associate editor included, on the floor. So I basically recruited nonstop. I got a really wonderful staff of people who came consistently and who knew each other really well. A lot of them were taking News One with each other. And then I could build on that the next year, and I had a lot of people come in, and they were kind of dubious, like, oh, hey, I'm new here, what do I do? But now I have writers coming up to me with story ideas. They're like, oh, hey, I saw this thing, or oh, hey, I heard about this thing. And I'm like, yes, please, thank you. And I'm just so proud of them for what they do. I'm just so proud of them for the initiative that they show and the interviews that they're able to get and the new things that they do that I did not do myself when I was a writer. So, especially with the election series that we just ran, like, we had, I think, like, about half a dozen or more writers on that overall, and we had 5 writers just, like, working pretty much around the day, going to the polls in Mansfield, going to the polls in, like, Hartford, and just talking to people and putting together this, like, behemoth of a 2,000-word story, and we were, like, working on it until, like, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm just so happy with the product.
Yeah.
And I feel very privileged to have people as dedicated and, like, as driven and talented as they are.
Yeah.
And patient with me and my demanding for stories.
Can relate to that, yes.
Yeah, I have to actually say the same. I really tried to put a big emphasis on, like, individualized learning and mentorship this year because I know, like, from my first year at UCTV, how overwhelming it could be to, like, with all the equipment and all and everything you need to have prepared beforehand and approaching people for interviews when a lot of them don't want to be interviewed. So I know how challenging that can be sometimes. So, like, for, like, one of my members just shot her first news package a few weeks ago, and I actually went with her, and it turned out really well. And I kind of just, it was one of those events where there was, like, a performance going on stage, and I kind of, like, sat in the audience just in case she needed me, and I would go and help her. But I feel like I try to give them as much guidance as possible, but at the same time giving them a lot of, like, autonomy and ability to be as creative as possible and put their own work into it. And I know that one of the biggest challenges, in my opinion, of being a news outlet on a college campus is that, first of all, I mean, it's hard to find, like, newsworthy stories. And we've struggled with the notion that a lot of our content is based on, like, events that have been in the works for weeks or months,
yeah,
as opposed to, like, hard news.
Yeah.
And it's also hard because a lot of students, I mean, these students are going to classes, they have their schedules, they have their lives. It's hard to just drop everything and go to the studio and check out a camera, check out a microphone, and just, like, and just go report on a story. It's hard because it's adding, like, a lot onto their days.
Mm.
So it's not as if we're, like, professional reporters at a news station who are just waiting for a story to come out. Like,
yeah.
So I'm also very proud of my members. I think I'm very fortunate to be working with such a great group this year. Some of them have taken it upon themselves to suggest, like, their own their own segments for the show, which has been going very well so far. I have one member who's not even, he's a freshman and he's not able to make our meetings because he takes a class in Hartford during our meeting times, but he's just still so dedicated. He's in the studio all the time. And I just think that really, like, embodies the effort and devotion that is in my news department. I think it's really incredible that these people are so passionate about what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to echo both of you because I love, love, love my news department. The people in there are just, you know, one, they're very hardworking, but two, they're also honest with themselves because I like to remind them that they're students still. And it's just like, listen, like, if you can't do the story, just be upfront with me and let me know. I don't want you to stress yourself out. And they're so wonderful and I'm so incredibly proud of them. And I think I just want to end on like one note and piece of advice, not for you, but just for anyone in general, because it's something that I've had to learn just specifically this semester, thanks to UConn journalism professor Stephen Kalb. Actually, he one got me like I'm set on radio, like I want to continue in radio, and I don't think I would have made that decision if it weren't for his class. And he says something a lot in our class, which Leanne, you and I are taking his intro to radio and TV, and he says, like, what's the point if you're not having fun? And I try, and it's like something you should know, but like, I don't, for some reason when he said it, it kind of just like stuck with me and I'm just like, wait, no, you're totally right. Like, I don't know why. So I genuinely make a conscious effort every single day to just like find the little bit of fun, find the joy in all the things that I do. Because don't get me wrong, it's stressful being a news director and having to work like round the clock all the time, especially for news when there's breaking news all the time.
It's like having a kid. It's constantly on your head. You're not able to turn it off
exactly.
In your brain. Like, oh God, what's happening out? Oh God, there's sirens. Yes. Sirens go by, I'm like...
Yep. And like, I'm sure you know this, Leanne, tech issues are always a thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Don't even get me started.
it's you know, there's so many problems that can arise, but like, if you find the fun in whatever you're doing, it's always worth it in the end. So thank you both so, so very much for doing this with me. I know you're super busy, as we just said. So I really do appreciate it, you taking the time to sit down with me. Any final remarks before we end our little show?
I'll say, I already talked about how much I love my writers and how much of a crazy job it is. And like, sometimes it's like 1 a.m. and I'm designing and I'm like, why am I doing this? I could be in bed right now. But honestly, I do it because I love it, and I also know that it needs to be done. Because I think news and broadcast is one of the few ways that students can really have a voice here at UConn. One of the recurring themes that I've seen a lot with the administrators is that they don't really seem to take student comment or input based on what I've heard and what other people have told me. And like, sometimes when we publish something about something that's gone wrong, we get angry emails like, why aren't you maintaining your husky spirit? And I'm like, I'll maintain it like when people stop complaining about things. Like, we publish what the students want. The students pay us through their student fees and we're ultimately beholden to them.
Right.
And also, I tell my writers, every angry email I get adds a year to my life. I will live forever.
That's amazing.
Like you said, this is, it can be a very stressful job and sometimes draining, but it's so rewarding at the end of the day, and, nothing beats being able to, like, look back on the work that you've done with your members, and especially seeing how far they've improved in just a few months. I mean, it's incredible, and I am just so fortunate to be part of it.
Yeah,
so.
I could not agree more, for sure. Well, thank you to the Daily Campus. Thank you to UCTV, and thank you, WHUS Radio. And you were listening to the UConn News Network.